The civil war in the South Asian nation of Sri Lanka has ended. For nearly three decades, Tamil Tigers, or the LTTE, have been fighting for a homeland for the mainly Hindu Tamil minority. The war killed more than 70,000 people, but government forces prevailed this week. Today, Sri Lanka's president, Mahinda Rajapaksa, told the parliament, "We all must now live as equals in this free country." Monica Toff doesn't know what will happen in post-Civil War Sri Lanka, but she has written extensively about the aftermath of other civil wars. She's the author of the forthcoming book, Securing the Peace. Now, Monica, help us out here. The rebel commander is killed, and the 30-year-old civil war in Sri Lanka is over. It just seems so easy. Can it be?
This has been a military victory that's been quite painful to achieve. The LTTE seems to have been routed. They've got the major commanders killed. They've basically, you know, sort of squeezed them between the coast in a very small strip of land, and the final offensive seemed to have succeeded in routing the rebels. And the fact that the LTTE actually surrendered, they say, "We are defeated, we surrendered," is a very good sign because they're accepting defeat.
So as you watch what happens with events in Sri Lanka in the coming months, what are you going to be looking out for? What factors do you think will be kind of the most crucial ones to determine whether, you know, this has ended or whether there's still kind of like something going on, some rebel activity going on simmer?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if we have some, we talk about, you know, spoilers, people who, you know, operate, do some terrorist attacks here and there. But in terms of broad military offensives on the part of the rebel organization, the LTTE, I don't expect that. A lot of this is going to rest, and it does rest, on the shoulders of the government under the President Rajapaksa, whether he is vainglorious and uses the victory for popular support, or whether he sort of humbles himself and the Sri Lankan nation to say, we do have a large minority population, and we need to give them proper political and economic rights. I mean, there is a reason why this rebel organization was in existence, and it's that the Sri Lankan Tamils have felt as if they were second-class citizens for many decades.
This was, after all, a civil war in a nation state. I mean, will there be a problem of kind of like the same old divisions remaining?
Yes. These are very difficult and very deep cleavages. This did not start in 1983. There were, you know, when independence came, and actually even before independence, there was a good deal of resentment among Tamils that this state was becoming Sinhalese. Sinhala was made the official language. Buddhism was made the preferred religion. So these are deep-seated concerns among the Tamil community.
As an expert on civil wars, Monica Toft, you challenge the commonly accepted idea that negotiated settlements are the best way to end civil wars. So what do you make of this particular ending, and what intrigues you about it?
Historically speaking, and when I talk about that, I want to talk from 1940, most civil wars have ended by military victory. About 60%. But since the end of the Cold War, actually, military victories have become fewer. And if we look, you know, another most recent example is the war in Chechnya with Russia. And so the international community has really pushed negotiated settlements. They tried it in Sri Lanka. They tried multiple ceasefires. The Norwegian government actually was quite involved in it. But the government and the Tamils, you know, reneged each on each of those ceasefires. And when the government started this offensive in November, actually it came under a lot of heat from the international community because of the sense that negotiated settlements are the way to go. And basically, the president thumbed his nose at the international community and said, "No, we've been fighting this for 26 years. We have a strategy to defeat the Tamil, and we're going to do it." And in a sense, looking at, you know, scholarship and research, maybe the decision was a correct one. The question is, what does he do now? Does he recognize the rights of this population? Because he does now hold all the cards as a result.
So finally, what do you think real reconciliation should look like at this point in order for the peace to keep?
That's a tough one. I mean, real reconciliation, it has to be forthcoming from both sides. Both sides are going to have to come to terms with their responsibility in what led up to the conflict and eventually the war. And that's a very difficult thing for populations to do, to admit that they were in part guilty for what happened and what transpired.
Monica Duffy Toft is an associate professor at Harvard's Kennedy School. She's the author of Securing the Peace. Thanks as always, Monica.
Thank you.